weiter in the Heilige Shas that we are so Zoche, Baruch Hashem, we're Zoche to learn. We are Menachos, Daf Kuf Vav. Picking it up, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Last three words, Amar Le, Amar Le, Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi. Vaha, Ika, we're coming off the idea that we said that the Mishnah said that somebody who forgot what the specifics of his neder was, is to bring 5 voluntary menachos. So he says, Va'ika l'safuka michas asachim. Why is it enough just to bring 5? There's also, you should be worried that a person may have vowed to bring a minchas nesachim. The maravan, the son of the minchas nesachim b'chol yom. A person can donate minchas nesachim every day, even if it's something which doesn't come along with a korban. After the Gemara, ki kamisapka, what type of minchas is a person in doubt about? So we're going to see 5 ways we're able to answer this question. Simon, Yachid, Beglal, Levona, Belog, Mikumtsa. Ba Beglal Yachid. His sveikas come only about a mincha which comes for a Yachid. Ba Beglal Tzibor, Lomestapkale. Menachas which come can also come for a Tzibor. There's no suffix. Since a minchas nesachim is something can be brought as a tzibur also, therefore he doesn't have a suffix over there. Answer 2, kika mestapkale. What type of mincha is he in suffix about? Babagal atzma, only about one which comes independently. Babagal zevach, lo mestapkale. But a mincha which also comes because of a animal sacrifice, he doesn't have a suffix. Number 3, kika mestapkale. Which type of mincha is he in doubt about? Teuna levona, only one which needs Livona. She'ena tuna Livona lo mistapkale. He's not mesupa kabat, something that doesn't need Livona. Right? He remembers that the mincha of his nether was one which is brought together with the Livona. Not the mincha s'nesachim, which, like we said, comes by itself without Livona. Number 4, kika mistapkale. When is he in doubt? Where is his suffix? Baba lug. Only about one which comes with a single lug of oil per isarin of flour. Baba social lug and lo mistapkale is not misupik in such a case. Number 5, kika mistapkale, where is misupik? Tuna kamitza. Only about one which needs kamitza. Shana tuna kamitza lo mistapkale. It's not misupik in the case where he doesn't need kamitza. Therefore, for these 5 reasons, we're not worried about the fact that it being nesachim. Okay. Zek the Gemara. Perashti mincha shells esronim. If somebody says that I specify to bring a mincha that is a sronim, but I don't remember how many esronim. He brings a mincha of 60 esronim. Rebbe says he brings all the pasim minchas consisting of esronim from 1 to 60. Tani Rabbanan. Perashti mincha v'kavati b'chli echad shel esronim. Somebody said I specified to bring a mincha, and I said that it should be brought in a single kli of esronim. You're going to do a parashim. I don't know how many esronim I said. Yavi mincha shel shishim esronim. Holy moly, it comes up to 1,830 esronim. It's a lot. Let's say someone says, I to bring a mincha of a certain type of esronim in a single kli, but I don't recall which of the 5 minchos I specified. I don't know how many esronim I specified. In Yavi Chamesh Minachos Shel Shishim Shishim Esronim. He brings 5 Minachos of 60 esronim each. Shehein Shlosh Meos, which are 300 esronim coming in total. Diri Chacham Mazak Zakti Chacham. Rabbi Omer, Yavi Chamesh Minachos Shel Shishim Esronim Me Echad Ve'ad Shishim. He brings all the pasim minachos of esronim coming from 1 to 60, shein tsha alafim u'me'avachemishim, which are 9,150 esronim in total. My kumefki, what exactly is a mechokas? Rav Chista b'mutter lahachnis chulin azar kumefki. The mechokas is whether or not you're allowed to bring chulin into the azara. Rabbi Savar also lachnis chulin azar, you're not allowed to. Rabbanan Savar mutter lachnis chulin azar, you're allowed to. Rabba Amar de Kuleyama Asachin Schulam. So everyone says you're not allowed to. Hachab Mutter La'arev Chova Benedava Kamifilki. Where's my chulkas? Whether it's Mutter to mix a Chova with a Nedava. Abanatavi Mutter La'arev Chova Benedava. You're allowed to. Rabbi Savar Asa La'arev Chova Benedava. You're not allowed to. Amar Le Abai La'arev. Abanatami Mutter La'arev Chova Benedava. One says you are allowed to. Haba Inan Shnei Kamatsim. We should need 2 Kamatsim. And for the Gemara, the comments to other comments. Yeah, that's right, he does it. This Kamitza, he does a second Kamitza. That's right. You do need to. Frek the Baye, Vahaka, Kamitz, Mechova, and Adava, mean Adava, Achova. But he's taking a Kamitz from Achova and Adava and Adava and Achova. Says Rav, no, the Tali lay Bedas coin. Not an issue. He's Tola, the one making the nether is Tola on the Das of the coin. Dharma Kolicha de Matya Yidah de coin, Ashtachova. He says that wherever the hand of the coin reaches, when he's taking his first comment, it should be for the sake of the Chiev. Well, the self and love and after it should be for the Nadava. I, Victoria Chimakter, after he removed the two Kamatsim, how could the coin do the burning of it? Looked at the Nadava Beresha. Should he do the Nadava first? The voluntary one first? The Chova Echi Mikdalei. But then how could he bring after a Zechayev one? Dilma Kula Chova. Maybe the entire Mincha is Zechayev. Vechatzilu Shirayim. Therefore, the Shirayim is going to be lacking. It's going to be missing. It's possible that the person maybe made a neder to bring a Mincha that has 60 Yisarin, in which case the entire Mincha is a Chova. In that case, as soon as the Kohen takes the first Kometz, whatever is left over is considered Shirayim. When he then takes the voluntary one, he burns it, then the Shirayim will be lacking that one Kometz full of flour. Via Marmar, Shirayim Shechasu Ben Kemitz Laktara, Ein Makter Kometz Aleim. We don't burn the Kohen to them. Lakter Chova Bereisha. So we want to do the opposite. We want to do the Chova first. And we have the other problem. The Nadava Hechim Makter Aleim. How could you bring the Nadava? Beep, turn the page. Maybe the entire mincha is a chova, and once the initial kometz is removed, from which remains in the kli, would be left. It would be called shirayim. Should he then remove and burn the second kometz for the sake of the nedava? Then he's burning shirayim and there's vech. The cholshu mimenu liishim harehu v'taktiro. It's something that falls into the category of the din of anything which is part of it is placed on the mizbeach. Fires is subject to the iser of not to burn the leftover parts of the, on the mizbeach. But the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, the Masik Gelula Shem Eitzim, the Kohen burns the voluntary Kohen for the sake of firewood. Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya Matan Abayser, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lerech Nichoach Iya Tamayla, Amar Tamayla Lishem Eitzim. The pasuk says that someone who the pasuk that comes afterwards says you're not allowed to burn the shirayim, says that but to the mizbeach they may not go up for a reich nechoch, which implies that for a reich nechoch you can't bring it up. Aval tamayla the shemitzim, you're allowed to bring it for the sake of eitzim, the firewood. Kum tochus nenarayin, that the chachamim's opinion is that all 60 yisonos are brought in a single kli. It can be explained by taking over Eliezer's din. Now this brings out another way that we can explain this machlokas from the Rabbanon. Amalei Rav Acha b'derav of the Rav Ashi v'delma the kuli ama mutalar of chova b'nedava. Maybe everyone holds that it's a mutar to go and to mix these two together. V'ha'cha b'der Rabbi Eliezer k'mafik. And here they're arguing in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer's din of whether it's a mutar to put the shirayim of the mizbeach as fuel. The Rabbanon islu de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbanan, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi less later Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi doesn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Leir Vashis back. Isak Adaitach. Le Rabbi Mutter La'ar of Chovah Mendava. If you want to say that according to Rabbi, it's a mutter to mix a Chovah's Mincha with a voluntary one, Rabbi Eliezer Lesley, and that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer's din, why does Rabbi say you have to bring 1,830 Yisronos? Efshad the Maisi Shitin Bechad Mana. You can bring the second Kometz by bringing 60 Yisrael in one Kli, V'chad V'chad Mana, and one in another one, Magalu V'kametz, and you touch the stuff that's in this one to the other one and do Kamitza from both. Since Rabbi doesn't say this, but he says he needs 60 Kalim with containing 1,830 Yisrael, must be that according to him, voluntary and mandatory Menachos are not able to be mixed together. Rava, my Rava says, the Kuliyama Mutalar of Chova B'Nedava, really everyone agrees that it's going, it's a mutter to mix a Chova with a Nedava. The Kuliyama Isla de Rabbi Eliezer, and they agree with Rabbi Eliezer's din as well. V'acha b'plukta de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbanan Kamifikli, and here they're arguing about something that's a machlokas from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. The time we're learning in the Mishnah. Afilu mincha shel shishim yisaren. Even a mincha of 60 yisaren of flour. Nosan la shishim log one gives for 60 lug of oil. B'lezer and Yaakov Omer, afilu mincha shel shishim yisarin ein la ela luga. Even a mincha of 60 yisarin of flour has no more than it's one lug of oil. Shenemar la mincha v'lug shaman. Rabbanan savri ki rabbanan da'amri shishim lug. That in the Mishnah it says that it comes a 60 yisarin of flour. V'kochad v'chad yisarin luga kashakil. So each yisarin of flour takes its own lug of oil. For Rebbe Saber Krebi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the armor ain laila luga. No, it only has its one lug of oil. V'lo yadina nichada minchahi, and therefore the person who forgot what he said. We don't know whether the 60 yisarin that's in this clear one mincha the sagi lebechad lug, which is nifta one yishtei minchas the bayin and shnei lugin, which or it's two that are mixed in minchas that you need to have two lugin. Of Ashi Amar, Bekatan Behavi Galdakamifikli. Really, excuse me, the Machlokas is when you have a small mincha, but instead they brought a big one. Rabbanan Savri, Katan Behavi Galdal Yatza. The Rabbanan, they hold that one who had made an edict to bring a small carbon, a small one, but instead he brought a large one, and he's fulfilled his chiyuv. The Rabbi Savri Yatza. Rabbi says that he is not, he didn't fulfill his chiyuv, he's not Yotze. There has a mechlokas somewhere else. That now we're into the Mishnah. It's coming up on tomorrow's daf. That katan v'hevi gadol yatza. One made a neder to bring an animal. That's a small one, a small ox. Instead he brought a big one. He fulfilled his chiyuv. Rabbi Omer lo yatza. He says he didn't. So why do you have the same mechlokas? Srichi neither. Tid mar bavu said by the day of Menachos. Then what would I have said? B'halka amir abanan. That it's only in that case that the Rabbanan would say that he's fulfilled the scheme with a bigger one. Mishum de idi be idi komets, because both of them are komets. Aval hasam de kanefishe murim, but in the animal ones where the sacrificial parts that are brought in Mizbech of a larger animal are correspondingly larger than those of a smaller one, ema modu le Rabbanan, or maybe a semi modu le Rabbanan, that one cannot bring a large one to be fulfill that of a small one. It was just sort of the animals. That's what Rebbe said, that you could do it. Maybe it's going to be mode. I would say that it's only there with the size of the thing varies according to the size of the animal. Well, the one can't satisfy it with a bigger one. But when it comes to menachos, with the size of the, it's not contingent on the size of the mincha. Right? That of, and I would say that he would agree. So you have to bring both cases. Simon, etzim zav yain ola tola shor, boom. Now we're up to the next Heliga Mishnah. So the next Heliga Mishnah. Hooray, Allah eats him. Let's say somebody says that I took upon myself, to bring wood to the Mizbech. Well, Yivchos Mishnei Gezirim, you can't bring less than two logs. You got to give at least two logs. Rashi says, Shnei Bekoyos Gedolos. Levona, if he said in the mind he's going to bring Levona, Yivchos Mikomets, can't bring less than a Komets. Okay, Chamisha Komatzamim. There are five cases that have komets in them. Omer Alai Lavona. Somebody says on me to bring a Lavona. Ve lo yivchos mikomets. Don't bring less than a komets. Hamenade mincha. Someone who donates a mincha. Yavima komets Lavona. He's got to bring with it a Lavona. I was all menachos come along with a Lavona. Okay. Hamayla is a komet to chutz chayev. Someone who brings up a komet outside, the Bishamim is going to be chayev. Rashi says kares. The halahi, right? The Torah says kares. Somebody brings it up while takes something from the Bishamigdash and he does the shechset or brings it outside of the Bishamigdash, offering it up. Shnei bezichim teunin shnei kumatzim. If you have shnei bezichim, versus shalechem upon him, that's the two spoonfuls of the frankincense. Of Lavona. Need two kumatzim. And each of the two spoonfuls of Lavona has to have a komitz of Lavona. Okay, moving on. Hare alai zahav. Someone says it's upon me to bring zahav, to bring gold. So a bit hamigdash, leivchas midina zahav. You can't bring less than a dinar of zahav. Kasef, if someone donates to bring silver, leivchas midinar kasef, you can't bring less than a dinar of kasef. Nechoshes, if you say nechoshes.
Lo yivchos, don't do less than mima kasef. You can't give less than the equivalent of a silver ma'a. It's a small silver unit. 32 copper prutas equals one ma, and 6 ma is one silver dinar. And the one who vows that he donate a copper must bring an amount of copper equivalent to the value of a silver ma. Pirashti. Somebody says they specified a specific amount. If anyone did my person, I don't know how much it was. He may be ad to yomer lo lekachas gavadi. He's got to bring enough metal then until he gets to no, there's no way I had in mind that. Tanu Rabban on carbon. When the pasuk says if he brings a carbon, benefesh ki sakiv carbon mincha l'Hashem, malamitshim is not v'meitzim. The carbon is teaching us that word is coming to you can donate wood. Vikama, how much is the minimum amount of wood? You're not specific. Shnei gezirin, two logs. Chinu omer, and also it says in another pasuk that wood is called an offering. Vagorelo sipalnu al carbon ha'etzim in the chemia. Rabbi omer etzim carbon him. Tuna melach. Therefore, you have to bring melach over there. Tuna agasha. That's the agasha, the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Amarav ledivi Rabbi. According to the words of Rabbi, who compares the wood offering to a mincha, eitzim to unim kemitza. The wood requires kemitza. Amar Rabbi Rav Papa, our Papa says, Ledivrei Rabbi, ahoy, eitzim tzichem eitzim. The wood brought as a carbon needs another wood to be brought to be burnt. Next part. The levona leivchas minim mekometz. If one minim levona can't be less than a kometz. Me no. Where do we know this from? The Sifrei, the pasuk says, Vehirim mimenu. You shall separate from it in his komets, some of the fine flour of the mincha and some of its oil, and all the lavona that's on the mincha. Makish lavona leharama de mincha. We have a hekish of we just said of these two things. Makish lavona de mincha. Maharama de mincha komets. You have to do a full komets. Af levona nami komets. So too, the amount necessary for levona is also a komets. Tana rabbana narei alay lemizbeach. Someone says it's upon me to bring something to the mizbeach. Yavi levona is to bring levona. Shein chadavish shikariv legabi mizbeach al levona. Right, you have nothing that's completely brought into the mizbeach. So levona pirashti. If you know dema pirashti, if someone says I pledged something, I don't know, specify something, I don't know exactly what it was. Yavi mikodavish shikariv lemizbeach is bring one carbon from everything that are primarily brought in the mizbeach. Leka, but there's no other offerings that are brought exclusively to the mizbeach. Va'ika ola. What about the ola? Ika ora le kohanim. No, that goes to the kohanim. Iva ki ola sa'uf. No, that's not 100% answer because ika peep turn the page. Peep comes out of mouth. Mur of anotza, the crop and the feathers, which are not brought in the mizbeach. Iva ki nesachim, when nesachim which are brought entirely in the mizbeach. Shisen ozle. But they're not burnt over there, but they're brought to the shisen, those areas where it goes down. In fact, the Amar va'ika mechas esachim. Right, as that they're burnt entirely. No, kevin de ika mincha de achli. Since there is a mincha de achli kohanimina lopsikale. Since there's a parallel mincha from which the kohanim do eat from, the vow would not have referred to the mincha zesachim as something to be brought to Nuzbech without explaining a little more what he meant. So the next part of the Mishnah, Hare Alai, if somebody says, Hare Alai Zahav, Lo Yivach Zmidinar Zahav, Ay V'dom Anaska, why is he chayav to bring a gold coin? A dinar, maybe he meant to bring an ingot of gold. It's less than the gold dinar. Amar Lazar, Da'amar Matbea, he said a coin. V'dom Aprite, maybe what he means is a pruta of gold. Rapapa Prite Da'ava Lav Dienshe, people don't normally make gold prutos. Kesef lo yivchas midinar. Say he's going to bring kesef, so don't do less than a dinar. V'doma naska. Maybe he meant to give an ingot. Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Matvei said a coin. V'doma prite. Maybe means like a pruta of silver. Rabbi Sheish is ba'asa de lo sagi prite de kaspa. Talking about a place where silver prutos are not usually used. Nechoshes lo yivchas mima'a kesef. Talking about the Rabbi, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer. Lo yivchos mitzinora kitana shenechosis. You can't be less than a small copper fork. Mechazia. What is that used for? Rabbi, shemechatatin ba psilos umekanchen banira. So you trim the wicks and they clean out the lamps. So they use to clean things up a little. Okay. Ba arzel tanya archeimom. Lo yivchos mikalya or yivim brig. Less than something that's made to use a crow chaser. Anything less than that is not chashev. Vikama, how much iron is that? And Rabbi Yosef, Amma al Amma. It's one Amma by one Amma. Iganari Luiv Chesme Amma al Amma. He can't give less than a piece of iron, one Amma Amma. Mechazah, what's it used for? Rabbi Yosef, Lekal Yorif, to use a crow chaser. you want to keep the crows off the top of the Beis HaMikdash. They put that little thing up there that would scarecrow. You know, but also had a lot of sharp stuff over there to make sure that it wouldn't land over there and it would fly away. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I would like to wish all y'all a great, great day.